The grounding of the 787 Dreamliner worldwide after two battery failures dominated Boeing's 2012 earnings conference call. McNerney says the company still plans to produce 10 787s a month by the end of this year, twice its current rate.
No instructions to slow down. Business as usual. Let's keep building airplanes.
But the complicated investigation right now involving teams in Japan and the U.S. means Boeing can't even test fly the Dreamliners that roll out of the factory. Investigators are scrutinizing the lithium-ion batteries to figure out why one caught on fire and another malfunctioned, prompting an emergency landing in Japan. McNerney says the company is sticking with lithium-ion batteries, which experts say pose a higher risk of overheating than nickel-cadmium ones.
We feel good about the battery technology and its fit for the airplane. We've just got to get to the root cause of these incidents, and we'll take a look at the data as it unfolds. But there's nothing we've learned that causes us to question that decision at this stage.
Boeing's sales rose 19% to a record of almost $82 billion last year. The company surpassed Airbus as the world's biggest commercial airplane maker for the first time in a decade. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.